And if they have to gamble on labor again, and it's just almost a man can hardly see how it's possible to stay in it, make a living at it. So I really think that that unions could be detrimental to agriculture in this area. But sooner or later it may come. So that's one of the big problems that may face us someday. Cesar Chavez may be down here one of these days. But as far as our own, giving you a chronological timetable of our own operation, in January, in February, we usually plant the trees. Prior to that time, we have cut buds for the trees that we are to plant and have sent them to a nursery somewhere in Tennessee who has budded the trees and has them ready for the winter planting. Before the trees are sent down to us in January, or they usually get here on New Year's Day. A lot of times they do when there's ice outside. It's kind of a big job to unload them as everybody's, you know, been on vacation and everything. But prior to that time, the land has usually been prepared. This is land preparation is usually done in the fall. If there's any clearing off of orchards, it's done in the fall or summer. And we have the land prepared by the time the trees get here, usually. And we, to prepare the land, basically what we do is we take big plows out into the orchard. We plow up the ground about a foot deep, and then we subsoil the ground after that to break up a hard pan that might exist below the 1 foot level. And hard pan, that's a compacted area below the surface of the soil where the water would not drain out of very easily. Compacted soil. And we bust this hard pan up because we have to bust the hard pan to get good root penetration down through this area as much as possible to anchor the trees. We would lime the soil and maybe put a couple of tons of dolomitic limestone to the acre. And this would adjust what we call the pH. Now the pH is the level of acidity in the soil. Fruit trees grow better in a pH range of about 6.5. After we've limed the soil, we trench it out. We mark it off for trees. We have a tractor that has a marker on it. He goes out and marks it, say, if we're going to plant them 15 by 20 or 20 by 20. This tractor is capable of marking off the land in squares throughout the field, and wherever there's a cross is the exact point that each tree is to be planted. As soon as it's checked off, that's what we call checking it off. As soon as it's checked off, then we we run a subsoiler down the row to make darn sure the hard pan is busted up. Then we would take a throwout plow, we call a throwout plow, and we run this throwout plow down this row to throw out the soil and to give us a deep trench. And then after we get the trench thrown out, a procedure now would be to run a lime truck over the row and drop dolomitic lime down in the furrow. And then we would run a subsoiler down again and push this lime down deeper into the soil, as deep as possible. And this is to get the lime down where the roots would be using the benefit of the lime, you see. Lime, calcium, does not move very fast in the soil.